A lawyer at the Center for Public Interest Law, Abraham Amalbila, has advised the public to be circumspect in their discussions of legal issues, saying their utterances may prejudice a legal process. Commenting on the Wayome saga on Behind the News, Mr. Amalbila indicated that although the wheels of justice grind slowly, the public must be patient and allow the due process to take its course.
The court of public opinion sometimes muddies the water, and that is why some of us are saying that we should be very circumspect in the way we comment on these matters. Because the public opinion, the judges outside the court, are so many that if you begin to listen to them, you will not understand the processes in the real court. So you get people saying that, oh, this is a delay tactic. But in fact and in reality, these are matters that happen in court, and the wheels of justice grind slowly, but it will surely catch up with the accused person.
A lawyer at the Center for Public Interest Law, Abraham Amalbila. A former Minister of Justice and Attorney General Ayikwe Otu says the filing of the Nolly Prosequi by state prosecutors and the rearrest of Alfred Agbesi Woyomi is not a new phenomenon in the legal realm. He, however, thinks the move was to prefer new charges against the embattled businessman. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Otu noted that the three discharged persons may be used as witnesses against Mr. Woyomi. This could only materialize based on their cooperation.
Well, as you are well aware, under our Constitution Article 88, all criminal prosecutions are conducted at the instance of the Attorney General. By the same token, he is given the right to enter a nolle prosequi to truncate a trial, but that does not amount to a bar to an accused person being rearrested and charged and brought before court. So what they did today is in line with both the constitution and the laws of this country by entering a nolle prosequi and starting the case afresh. As to what the charges are now, whether they are better than the other one, I think it's all a matter of strategy. You see, the three accomplices could be used as witnesses maybe subsequently. If you are trying a case against four persons, you have a duty to prove the case beyond reasonable doubt against all of them.
Uh-huh.
But in the case that maybe one or two of them could be used as witnesses to assist your case, then in that case, you don't need to go looking for the evidence because the evidence is already there. Perhaps they would even cooperate with you and give you more facts or insight into the case. So I do not know. Maybe that is why they're trying to say for now that the others have been discharged and perhaps turn around to use them as witnesses against you.
Yeah, but from a bit of that legal knowledge, people will tell you that they were not acquitted and discharged. They were just discharged. Does that mean that at any point in time, they can also be arrested again?
That is so. But if what we are hearing is that for now it is Wayomi who is standing trial, then what I am trying to infer from what is happening is that perhaps they may want to use them as prosecution witnesses rather than accused persons.
Former Minister of Justice and Attorney General Ayikwe Otu.